Hello.
Hi.
And welcome back to the podcast.
Hey.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. I feel like I want to be a low talker.
No. We are back.
She said no.
And ready to party.
Whoop, whoop.
All right.
What up?
Nothing.
Another week.
Another week.
Another day. Another chance.
Yes.
Profound.
Shall we get into The Bachelor?
Let's just jump right in.
What else is there to talk about?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, Champagne Gate. Is it over?
It lingered.
Yeah, it was lingering.
Way too long.
Well,
I don't know. I feel like I was watching something online on Monday night, and thank goodness I had something else to keep me occupied because The Bachelor was
It was very boring. Poor Hannah Ann was like, I would never take someone champagne.
And the other one's like, you're a bully.
Yeah.
You're a bully.
No, Hannah Ann's the one that said that Kelsey was a bully.
Oh, see. I need to pay attention. Dang it.
You need to start taking notes. Mom doesn't take notes on the podcast.
Well, because you always tell me I had too much to say, so. I'm just going to go from memory.
Okay, good. Well, so.
I don't remember a thing about it.
He went on a one-on-one date with Regina George.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
From
Louisiana.
Does everyone else agree that she looks exactly like Regina George? Which is bad news because that movie came out in, 2005?
She does have a dated look.
Yeah.
But
With the swoop bangs.
Yeah.
And
But that's because she's from Louisiana.
And the bump it in the back.
Yeah. That's because she's from Louisiana.
Yeah.
So. Alexandria, to be exact.
So, yeah, her parents, her mom, she doesn't know her dad, and her mom was a drug addict, so she raised her sister, and now she's a nurse. And so she's never had anybody buy her flowers or something.
Yeah, and Peter just loves that crap.
Oh. Everyone loves a damsel.
Oh.
Yeah, and then she ratted out the other girl and said, we were beauty queens together, and she told
Whoa, you're jumping ahead of the whole show.
Oh, okay.
So, they went on the one-on-one.
Okay.
She does rat out Aaliyah. So this episode should have been called Witch Hunt. I don't know if that's what it was called, but it was a witch hunt.
Yeah.
So they went on the one-on-one date. She told them all about her saddest story.
Yes,
and so then he was like, oh, you're so beautiful. I love you. And so that was it. That was boring. And they went to that country store.
Yeah, his hometown. What the heck?
I know. And he stood behind her and was like, right. I was like, what? What is this?
He's so cheesy. That is disgusting. I can't even. Whenever he starts to talk, when the lips move, I fast forward. So I'm not going to know anything from now on. So just to let you know.
Well, that was a boring date. And then, they go on the group date. That's next. And
yes,
they get the lingerie. This girl said in her confession, he bought us lingerie. And for those of us who speak English, she meant lingerie. Well, I guess it's French. Maybe that's why.
It's spelled lingerie. Come on.
They all got their lingerie. One girl got a muumuu.
Yes. And a grandma gown. Like the kind we used to wear with flannel when it was cold.
Yeah. And so then they all go. This is Demi's date. Demi comes in. Oh, she's that, like.
Yes. Can Demi just
hey,
go
girls.
Away?
I know. I think. They really beat a dead horse till it's dead on The Bachelor.
Bitches, Demi's hair with the foghorn.
Yeah. And so, did you see the bunk beds? I was like, ooh.
Yes.
It's like a dorm. Worse than a dorm.
Worse.
So then, yeah, they go to some arena. Another cowboy arena.
Yes,
which,
another line dance.
Is that the same place? I think they bought a 2-for-1 there.
I don't know. It's like, since when did they do line dancing on both dates?
Yeah. And so they went to some country bar. They set up a pin and they did pillow fighting. And of course, the two girls that don't like each other are Sydney and Aaliyah.
Yes.
Aaliyah is the beauty queen. Sydney's never smiled before.
She's rough.
Yeah, she'll kill you in the back alley for sure. She'll go backwoods Kansas on
during
your ass.
The when they were reading off the names.
Yeah.
She was sitting there and she was like, I really hate her. I
know.
Hate that girl. I can't stand a person like her. And then, of course, they called both their names.
Yeah. But I don't know if it was the editing, which I think a lot of times it is. Alea was like, oh my gosh, I am a captain's wife. And like walking around with her captain's hat, drinking mimosas and in a bra and
sitting
whatever.
Sitting on the island in her bra and an open shirt and talking and pretending to be the captain's wife and nobody's paying attention to her at all.
I know.
I mean.
But anyway, before we get ahead, they said, so of course, the two that hate each other have to fight in the ring for the pillow fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure Sydney beat her ass, but I think Alea won the crown somehow. And she's like, he saw my sweet side, he saw my fun side, and now he saw my tough side. At that moment, I said, I can't stand this girl also. But that doesn't mean that she... So Sydney's whole entire shtick is that she thinks Alea's here for the wrong reasons. It's always that. Which when I'm on The Bachelor, I will be there for the wrong
You'll
reasons.
You'll be the one.
I'm like, I'm sorry you feel that way. Yeah.
Follow me on Lindsay Archer, huh?
They'll probably cut that. You can't act like you have any kind of social media on this show.
Yeah, you can't act like you own a phone.
Yeah. And so she says that she's fake and she turns it on for when the cameras turn on, which I was like, wow, they say that there's cameras here?
Yeah, really. Who doesn't?
Yeah. So, and so then... Sydney's the mean one, goes and tells Peter after their date, their pillow fight date, I think Alea's here for the wrong reasons and she's fake. So he's like, oh, thank you for telling me. Thank you so much.
Now I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is my biggest fear. And so then.
Did he call his mom?
I don't know. No, probably. She was like, go get her. Go get our girl. But I will
Bring
say.
Her
yeah, that's what it is. But I will say this is the best part of the entire show. They all go back out and sit on the couches. And Peter says, ladies, I just want to get something off my chest. I'm here, you know, to find my future wife. And so Sydney said someone's fake. Sydney, who's fake?
I must have been fast-forwarding that.
You didn't
Were
see
his
that?
Lips moving? Yes, I was fast-forwarding.
Oh, my God. That was the best part of the whole episode.
I missed
so
it.
They're all sitting on the couch. She goes, so Sydney, who's fake? And she goes, well, Alea.
Oh, I missed it.
That's the best part of the whole episode. And so Alea's like, I am not fake. And she's like, well, it just seems like you change when the cameras turn on. And she's like, So she immediately starts crying. She has to run away. And Peter's like, thank you, Sydney. Thank you for being really brave in saying that.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Throw her under the bus.
He made her say it in front of everyone.
Wow. I kind of like it.
I thought it was really funny. It was
that takes a lot of guts.
It was the best part of the whole show.
Yeah. It's like, okay, we're not going to have none that he said she said.
So, Sydney, who's fake?
I just heard a rumor. Sydney, would you tell me?
Yeah. So funny. So then the rest of the episode is the Sydney and Alea argument. And they keep having to pull you aside and talk about it. But I thought it was kind of a witch hunt. Yeah, I think she's fake, but I don't know if anybody else remembers. You guys signed up for The Bachelor before you ever knew it was going to be Peter in the first place.
And then you meet him, and like the first minute, you're automatically in love.
Exactly.
If you're not, you're fake.
Exactly. So
yeah. That's dumb.
Yeah. And so then this is what you were talking about. He asks every single girl. I don't know if you noticed this because you're probably fast forwarding. Chris Harrison says Peter is really
conflicted,
really shook up by there's fake bitches here.
And
so,
they kind of were crying.
Yeah. There's fake bitches here. So he said no pool party, but he just wants to come and talk to everybody.
Yeah.
And so they're all in their bikinis, but they don't get to go in the pool.
Yeah. No pool
party.
So
he comes around. He never takes his shirt off. Good move. Good idea. Good thinking.
Good point.
So he goes around. He's like, is Alea fake? Is Alea fake? And so he asked, what's the one from Louisiana? What's
Victoria.
Yeah.
She's the other Victoria.
Oh, yeah. Asked Victoria, is she fake? And she goes, well, she can't do with us. I'm just kidding. That's a Regina George quote. She goes, well, she did tell me before we came on that to tell the producers we didn't know each other, and we do.
We cross paths in the
we Miss pageant America waved pageants. Across the room to each other.
We pageanted.
And I was Miss Congeniality and she was nothing. She's from San Antonio, by the way, Alea. So yeah, I felt like it was a little bit of a witch hunt. Like they were, they just banned. Of course, they would bandwagon. They're like, who do we hate? Oh, we all hate her. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, there's a formula. There's a formula that the girls go by, even if, and I know the producers promote it.
Oh, yeah. They tell them.
There's a formula.
All right, ladies, this week is the week of we figure out which one of you bitches is the villain. Anybody want to volunteer or we'll just figure it out?
The only thing, though, and maybe you're going to tell me I'm jumping ahead, he didn't keep her.
Right, he didn't.
That is a change from the script.
But did you watch the previews?
No.
She's coming back.
Oh, yes, I did. I did.
She's coming back.
She's coming back. I like that better.
Yeah. Well, once he let her go, so apparently he does really like her.
Yeah. Well, first he had to cry to Chris Harrison and say, I don't know what to do, Chris. Yeah. I'm so confused. I hate this. Oh.
Yeah.
And then he sends her home. And then he tells the producer, I really think I did the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think he actually did like her. But I have some inside scoop because I know everybody on here is watching my Bachelor reviews on Monday nights on my Instagram.
So funny.
Thank you. I got a message from a friend who's from San Antonio or lives there. I don't know. And she said that she knows Alea's little sister teaches her high school, and she was like upset to go to school because of all Alea's drama.
That's terrible.
I know.
I was like, it was a witch hunt.
So she knows how it ends.
Well, she knows when Alea gets off.
But she knows Alea went back.
Well, unless Alea gets off again next week.
Wouldn't it be cool if she stayed till the end?
Yeah,
but she won't.
No.
It's going to be Hannah.
Yep, I'm still sticking with Hannah.
That's who mom wants to bring
go
home.
Go get her.
Bring her home.
He's like, I'm having a panic attack.
Windmill, windmill, windmill.
Yeah. And then I will say next week I'm looking forward to Victoria F. seeing her boyfriend
yes.
at the concert.
Yes. God, those producers are shady.
I know.
Lindsay, you're never going to get on because you don't have any shady business happening to you.
I can.
Maybe you should create some and then we'll tell the producers.
I'll fight with whoever they want on there. I will be here for the wrong reasons and completely confuse the guy and tell the bitches, like, I'm going to win and I am going to have a million
and
followers.
And have an ex-boyfriend who will show up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, call all of them, any of them. I don't care.
Okay. We'll have to put a skit together. Let's put a plan together.
Yeah. So, is that it? It was very boring. They need to step it up next week.
Yes. I agree. Is there only just one-on-one date?
Yeah.
What were the other dates? The other line dancing and then what?
That was it, I think.
They were supposed to have a pool party. They didn't?
Yeah. With everyone. He keeps canceling the dates.
There's still people there that I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, like the redhead?
Well, at least he's talked to her. There's some that he hasn't even said peep to.
The lingery girl?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm
what
looking
forward
to...
What did they wear their lingerie for? What was
the pillow fight.
Oh.
That's why
okay.
The one in the muumuu looked out.
Yeah.
Because she was in a muumuu.
Yeah.
So.
She looked out?
Yeah, it's easier to fight in a muumuu than a little lingerie.
I was going to say, she didn't get to show her body.
Yeah, but she could fight better.
Okay.
She can't fight in little lingerie.
Black lace lingerie.
Yeah. Anyways, shall we move on to Below Deck?
Yes.
Did you watch it?
Uh-huh.
Did you take any notes?
No, I didn't take notes on anything.
Well, Riley has officially lost it.
Oh, she's been losing it every...
But it's like from the...
That's
second.
Why she's there.
I know.
But they all hate her. They wouldn't scoot over at the table. Just Regina George fashion.
Yeah.
Don't let her sit.
Yeah. She can't sit with us. Yeah, she... Well, so I keep watching. If anybody hasn't watched this, you should watch the after show
on Bravo's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
They talk about every episode, all the cast members, they'll all talk about it. And so Tanner says, he was like, yeah, she walks up and she goes, can anybody move over? He goes, I still have the same bite of food on my fork in my mouth. And she goes, fine, I'm just leaving, fine. He was like, I didn't even get to put the food in my mouth. He says, it's the same bite I'm chewing. And she's like, fine.
Yeah, she's nuts.
Yeah.
That's why they have her on there. And then,
do you think that they, because she was a sailor in Alaska. Did she like,
she was on a fishing boat. She's a fisherman.
I know. Did she like, how did she get found?
You apply for the show. They had one of the girl that always had the problems a couple of seasons ago. She had
Caroline.
Some bite on her foot that got infected or something. She said she had auditioned 3 times and the producers didn't like her. Which
they didn't after they put her on there.
Nobody likes her. So, but I guess they needed somebody that Kate could bully easy. Yeah. I don't know. They just didn't anticipate she would like have a swollen, broken bug bite on her foot.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, you audition just like any other show.
Yeah, but Riley's like a gold mine, a reality TV gold mine.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it seems she has no remorse or no conscience.
No,
like
because the last season she was on, she slept with everybody on the ship.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, the bosun, not the bosun, the other helper that was pretty cheesy. I don't remember his name.
Chandler?
No.
Robert? Oh no, he looked like someone named Robert.
I don't know who Robert is, but they had Ashton and the Indian guy.
Yeah.
That were besties.
Yeah.
And Chandler was the main bosun, and they fired him.
Yeah.
So then it was the Indian guy who kind of stepped up to be the boss, and then they brought on another guy. That guy and Riley were naked in their little 2x2 bunks the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I can't picture him at all.
I can't remember his name, but yeah.
Well,
but she was like, no shame. And they even interviewed her about it on Heather McDonald. She's like, oh, yeah.
She's a reality gold mine.
I know. She has no filters, no shame. Mm. Anyway.
Well, we're still talking about the Courtney and Brian problem.
Well, she kind of made up with him and just like, okay. And then they went out. And
he was defending the boys and she was defending Riley.
Yeah. And then he told her she was dumb. Or why are you defending her? And got all mad at her.
Well, she seems really insecure.
Especially she came out guns blazing.
You can cough. They can't hear you on here. Our roadie is choking in the background.
Our audience member.
I think he's trying not to choke, but it's making him choke
Peanut
more.
Peanut gallery.
Anyway, yeah, I think she's really insecure and like she doesn't want there to be a tiff. She wants it to.
No. And then at the beginning, they kept showing him without a shirt on and stuff. And she's like, yeah, exactly not my type.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was so standoffish. Yeah, and now she's like, now he's so cute.
Yeah, with the penis ravine.
Yes.
But yeah, it's like she's too insecure. Like she doesn't want Kate to be mad. Like she's too insecure to have an argument. It seems like she doesn't want there to be an argument.
And it just seems like a total opposite person than the first couple of episodes.
Oh yeah. So true.
She was like, I don't need people to like me. I need people to wait on me.
Yeah.
Like she was just so badass. Like,
yeah, they kind of messed up on the editing there.
Yeah, like, oh, everybody goes for his body. That is not my type at all.
So true. I forgot about that.
Yeah, she was like cold. She was like a ice princess.
Hmm. Courtney.
Courtney.
Mole, 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 mole.
And how about the chef?
What about him?
He's always got some problem. He had his back pain where he's like, oh.
Mr. Dobson.
On the floor. It's like, I don't know. I've had my back hurt. I don't fall to the floor when I'm standing up.
That's what Kate said, that he wanted Courtney to take care of him because he liked Courtney.
Well, maybe. I thought that was weird.
Hmm.
He still performed his duties.
It's down to boys versus girls.
Yeah. Yeah, and even Kate's having to tell Riley to shut the heck up. Oh, yeah. Because Riley wants to jump all over Kate now.
Yeah.
And she's like, Riley doesn't bother me. She's just like a little sister. Yeah. And I just tell her, shut up.
She said she needs somebody to yell at, and I'm the only one that can take it, so I made her get in the van.
So. She's pretty mature.
Who?
Kate.
Yeah. She just hates Ashton.
But, I mean, like, if you had a girl yelling at you like that, you'd be mad at her?
Yeah, but if it was somebody like, I don't know, that situation, you could tell she was just yelling, like, ah, just yelling at anybody, like a kid throwing a tantrum. You just threw her in the car.
Yeah.
So.
And then they woke up Daddy. I mean, Captain.
Oh. Did you see Ashton, like, I'm so sorry,
oh,
Captain.
No.
I'm so sorry. He perked up so fast.
It was Daddy coming down. He's like, who's making all this noise?
I call it slamming doors. I don't expect to hear anything.
Yeah. With his old grandpa ninis. She walked in here with her titty hanging out. That's what I thought the first thing.
They're really suntanned, though. Like, Captain goes on the deck.
I was like, why are his nipples out? She walked in here with her titty
hanging out. I've never seen him shirtless so much as this season. He must be wanting to get a little.
Because it's so hot.
True. There, yeah. And how about, yeah, because Alexis said, I want to have our last dinner inside.
Yeah.
Because I've already taken 4 showers today.
Yeah.
So, like, even eating on the deck. It's You're hotter sweating. Than heck, and you sweat, and you got to go take a shower.
Well, have you ever been on a boat? You're not in the water.
No.
I always think about that. I'm like, oh, it must be so wonderful when it's hot to go on a boat.
No.
No, because you're in the boat. You're not
the
in the water.
The only thing cool is when you get in the water to pee. Then when you pee, you
well,
cool off.
Well, they have a hot tub on board, but.
Well, I've needless to say, the boats I've had to get off
you
to pee in are not that big.
You haven't been on the Valor yet?
No.
Well,
but yeah, so it's like they ate in that little bitty area.
Yeah.
Right off the kitchen.
Yeah.
That just doesn't seem glamorous to me at all.
No.
And looking at the same 6 faces.
Yeah.
For 48 hours.
Yeah.
And those people, I'm telling you, she picked them up on the dock. Hey, y'all want to come on a cruise? Come on. None of them match. None of them made sense.
We have to split the tip.
Yeah.
All right. Should we move on to Vanderpump?
Yes.
So Stassi's mad.
Vanderpump was good.
Stassi's mad because she wrote a book. Is it a memoir or what? Is there a book
yes,
about her life?
Yes, because she talks about losing her virginity.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's just a book about her life.
Yeah. It's called Something Basic.
Basic Bitch or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. So she's going on a book tour, selling her book and signing autographs and all this stuff. And she wants to do one of them at Tom Tom. So she talks to the lesser Tom, which is Schwartz. And Schwartz says, oh, yeah, 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 you could do it.
The lesser Tom.
He is. You could do it. We could do tables right here and you can sign your books right there. And she's like, perfect. Thanks. Bye.
And she says something about the money or what's it going to cost? And he goes, oh, God, we would never charge you. Are you kidding? You're family.
The lesser
Tom. You are
Tom.
Family. And then
the greater Tom finds out.
The mean Tom sends her a mean text in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Telling her.
He was totally in the wrong.
Oh, totally.
Unless,
not even.
Unless there's like a millimeter of sense. A ton of editing that we missed out on.
No.
I don't think so. But I think Stassi says that Tom has never liked her, has always hated her and hated, you know, that she's like, I guess the pretty one, basically.
Uh-huh.
And I think that Tom wants to be Stassi. I've seen him dressed as a woman a lot of times. He has.
He has a secret obsession.
I think he wants to be Stassi, so he's mad when she's being herself.
When she's winning.
Yeah.
Winning. So. And, I mean, he's got the damn bar, like she said. Your name is on the bar, Tom. Yeah. Tom, why are you bothering with me?
Yeah. So he basically sends her a text that says,
you better not show
up.
Yeah,
don't show
up. I'm going to throw you out.
It's last minute. We don't have enough bartenders.
Yeah.
You're making our bartenders open.
I can't believe you're doing this to us.
Yeah. And so I was like, Greater Tom should be mad at Lesser Tom, because Lesser Tom, if they couldn't have done it, it's his fault for saying yes. It's not like Stassi.
Yeah.
She said, can I do it? He said yes.
She didn't bully her way in there, which maybe she did.
Well, that's why she asked Lesser Tom.
But she says she asked Lisa first.
Well.
And then, so Mean Tom calls Lisa to tattle.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what Stassi did.
If somebody did that in my bar, I would throw them out immediately.
And so she obviously knows nothing about what went on, because she's acting like Tom is right.
Lisa also hates Stassi because Stassi's
better than
or more popular.
Yeah.
I don't know. Speculations.
Yeah. Stassi could get her own show.
Oh, yeah.
How old is her mom with that teenage kid? I mean, wow.
I don't know, because Stassi's like 40. Isn't she? 35?
Yeah. They're in their 30s. And little brother's probably, what, 14 or 15?
Yeah, super young.
I don't know. I guess, okay, so if mom had him at 40, she could be 55? Maybe.
She could have had Stassi when she was 20?
Yeah.
Or 15.
I guess it works. Yeah. But anyway, he doesn't look anything like Stassi. I don't know who Stassi looks like.
No, and they didn't talk to each other for a year. Because remember last season whenever she said, Bo's up here and you're down here?
Yeah, and please just marry her. Please. I got to tell you, she's a pain in my ass. Yeah.
How rude.
She was horrible.
Did anything else happen? What's happening with Lala?
They didn't show Lala. Sheena is having some drama between all the boys that
and
she thinks
she has
likes
to keep
her.
Hemming all her clothes.
Yeah.
I was like, how many scenes can we see about hemming dresses?
And who's the new girl? The one that they...
D'Amica or
she
something?
Calls her Mini-Me.
Danica.
Well, that one is... okay, one's Dana.
And one's Danica.
And Danica is the manager that... Our assistant manager been there a long time, but she's never been on the show.
Yeah, but she got in trouble for beating up her bartender boyfriend at Sir.
Yes. And then... He gave her an envelope full of money to make up for the week she
missed
work.
And then she slept with him.
And then she slept with
him. And Sheena said that's prostitution.
Yeah. But the other girl said that I have no idea what she's doing there. She has a big nose. She has big chiclet teeth.
Well, that won't be long.
And they call her, Sheena calls her Mini-Me.
Wow. That's adorable.
I think that's so insulting when somebody does that.
Yeah.
So, you must think a lot of yourself.
Then they had to hem all their clothes twice.
Yeah. Well, they didn't. That one girl that did all the work. They just went and sat down on the couch
and
drank.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I was like, wow.
She's ironing. She's sewing. Who is she?
I don't know. And she was like, yeah, I never wear bras.
Yes. Not my thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and then, all the boys went to have drinks together.
Yeah.
And Sheena showed up.
After she texts Max...
Yeah.
And says, what are you doing? Where are you?
Yeah.
And then and then they start talking shit about Sheena. And then here she comes in. Hey.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
And then Jack's like, I don't know how these emos get girls.
Oh, yeah. These emo guys. Yeah.
I love that. That's such an old term.
I know.
When's emo in fashion?
Like 2000.
Yeah. I don't know how these emo guys get any girls.
Jax is old, so. Yeah.
Jax is 40.
Yeah.
Damn.
So
20 years ago in 2000, he was 20 years old.
Yeah, so that's when people were saying emo.
Dang. I could get on that show. Can I get a bartender job?
Probably.
I can hem my dress.
Probably. So that's it. Raquel. I miss Raquel.
Raquel wasn't on.
She's so
James.
Dumb. It's not about the pasta, Lala.
They showed Katie jump into that argument a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Telling Tom. What did Ariana do? Ariana didn't say anything with her. Like, she's so badass.
Yeah.
She knows
she knows
wrong.
Tom's wrong.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear that.
Yeah. So.
Next week, they're going on the bachelor party, though. It would be fun.
Yeah.
Miami?
Yeah.
Is that where they're going?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Me too. Woohoo!
So, do you want to talk about the Real Housewives of New Jersey?
I love Jersey.
Yeah, so I heard on a podcast, Heather McDonald's podcast, I finished listening to the one about Jennifer, the Turkish girl.
Yes.
And
she's annoying as heck.
And she did a skit about each girl.
Yeah.
And she made fun of the one with the eating disorder. Uh-huh. And it was like too far.
Yeah.
But I thought this was funny. Her other skit about Melissa was, good thing Therese is your sister-in-law or else you'd have nothing to talk about.
Ah, yeah.
Very true. Melissa can say Therese's dumb, but exactly.
It's true.
What would you have to talk about?
She's married to the mafia.
Yeah.
They went to jail. I mean,
she's dumb.
Exactly.
Why was I invited to Mother's Day? I have a daughter. I have daughters.
I have four daughters.
Yeah.
My four daughters gave me better Mother's Day.
Yeah. So.
If your friend was Charles Manson, would you? Who's Charles Manson?
Yeah.
What?
So, yeah, we're still arguing with Margaret about
Danielle
pulling the ponytail.
And then Therese not taking her side.
Yeah. And then they're
at the Hampton house.
Yeah,
of,
and the Turkish lady is obsessed with how much money. What's her name?
Jackie.
Jackie makes, yeah.
Yeah, it's Jennifer and Jackie. That's why I get them mixed up. But
how much money Jackie makes.
And she has no problem saying, how much did this cost you?
Yeah.
How many properties do you have?
Yeah.
What are you doing? So does your husband make a lot of money?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like.
And Jackie has kind of a lisp.
And then she says, do you mind me asking if this? And she goes, yeah, actually, I do mind.
Yeah.
I love that.
And shit. So then they fast forward. Therese comes in. She's like, thanks for inviting me. Margaret didn't invite me to the lunch. Immediately, as soon as she walks
in the front door. Hi, everybody. Thanks for inviting me to your party, Margaret.
Yeah, exactly.
Margaret's like, Jesus Christ, you weren't even talking to me.
Yeah. I like Margaret. Margaret seems real.
I like Margaret.
Margaret,
like,
she maybe should just go to the Real Housewives of New York.
I think she should.
She goes with Dorinda.
Oh God, yes. She would have fun with
Ramona.
No, Sonia.
Sonia
Moore.
Yeah.
She probably have fun with Ramona too. I love how the mom.
They're richer in New York.
Oh yeah, the mom is named
Marge Senior.
But, okay, so think about this. Like, if I would name you Gwen, I would not be Gwen Sr. You'd be Gwen Jr. You know what I'm saying? I'm first. I don't get the nickname.
Well, but you're not on the show.
Well, I know, but Marge Senior. They all call her Marge Senior. She's Marge.
Yeah.
The other one's Marge Jr.
Yeah. Yeah, but that doesn't go on the show well.
Well, she says she's always been the parent, so.
Well, it's clear.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, they fast forward. They eat all their lunch and stuff. And so then Jennifer has a problem because she's realizing how rich Jackie is and all they had was pizza.
She's jealous.
And all they had was pizza at her kid's birthday party.
She's flashback. Wait. Yeah. She's got this house in the Hamptons and all we had was pizza?
Yeah. And so she tells Margaret.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is she so rich and all we had was pizza? And then we got our party favors out of an Amazon box,
a grab box.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they sit down at the table and Marge says, oh, hey, by the way, Jackie, Jennifer says you're cheap.
Yeah.
It's like, that's.
She pulled a Peter.
Oh, yeah.
So tell her what you just said. Yeah.
Well, and then she was on Watch What Happens Live afterwards. Margaret was.
Yeah.
And Andy's reading a question. He goes, Margaret, didn't you think by saying what Jennifer told you in private would start? And she goes, look, Andy, you know, we're on this show and I didn't think it would be such a huge deal what it turned out to be, obviously. But hey, I thought it was funny. And it's like, what? Somebody tells you something like that and you turn around and tell the person.
I think their producers say.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Share with the group.
And I don't think Jennifer gives a crap.
No.
I'm just going to talk shit to whoever
and
whatever.
She doesn't even know them.
Yeah. And how about the one that fascinates me out of all of them? Maybe not. Fascinates a strong word in all of them. But I love Dolores. I love Dolores.
I think Dolores is pretty.
She's very unusual, and she's got that situation with Frankie.
Her son is like a GQ model.
And Frank, yeah. Jersey GQ.
I think he's good looking.
He is. He's going to prom with Gia. You saw that?
She is. And she looks like a baby caveman. So.
She does. But she does her, what do they call them when they talk to the producer?
confessional.
Like the confessional. And she's like, yeah. She goes, you know, it's kind of something Jersey. And, you know, you grew up and, you know, the guys always bad mouth you or talk down to you. She said, you know, you get a certain age, people don't talk to you like that no more. And Teresa's not going to take Joe talking to her like that anymore.
Uh-oh.
Did you see the phone call when Joe calls?
Yeah, and wants to talk to Dolores.
Wants to talk to Dolores because he says, hey, Dolores, you found a doctor. Can you find a doctor for Teresa so then I can, you know?
Yeah.
It's like just.
I'm so sure.
Yeah. And so Teresa's like, he doesn't think I can get anybody. Maybe he's right. I have so much baggage. I got four daughters.
Yeah.
Four daughters.
Gia and Giada and Melania.
And Alania and Melena. And
yeah. Yeah. Well.
I got my four daughters.
It is still good.
I love Jersey.
It's still one of the best franchises, I think.
I love Jersey.
I pretty much like them all except for OC now, honestly.
Yeah, they need to.
But I haven't seen Beverly Hills in a long time either.
Well, Beverly Hills has, yeah, we didn't like Beverly Hills because they had Denise Richards.
Oh, yeah.
And Teddy.
Well, the thing about
boring people in the world.
The thing about them is they're almost too rich now. It's not a reality show anymore because they're too famous, so they have to, like.
It's not like their life. I want to see their life.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to see them at a ropes course in the woods.
Right.
Pretending that's their life.
Yeah, and then hearing. Denise Richards say that she paid somebody to get her husband off at a massage. I mean,
well, and in New York, like they actually go to events in New York. Like it'll be like a charity. They did go to Miami this last time, but they'll go to a charity. Remember when Ramona said, don't invite. She said, how come you told her not to invite me?
Yeah, I know. And they did all the cabaret. That was great.
Money can't buy you class. Money can buy you class.
But Big Jaw. What's her name?
Bethany?
Just on my head. Yeah. Bethany is not coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They better work hard.
Is Tinsley coming back? Because she got engaged to the man. She's not going to Chicago?
She should be. I don't know. Let's talk about Atlanta.
Oh, did we watch Atlanta?
Yeah. Portia's baby daddy had to come apologize to all the parents.
Yes. And then he said, hey, my mama coming.
Yeah.
Portia's like, what?
Yeah.
And then she told her, you know how he did me wrong and you still standing by him? You wrong. I love that.
But that's her kid.
It don't matter. My kid does something wrong, I'm going to say, I love my kid. Yeah, he did something wrong.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Especially when you have their baby.
Yeah.
She thinks she wants to keep seeing that baby?
True.
How many baby daddies keep seeing the baby if he screws over the mama?
Not that many.
Not that many!
Well, what else happened?
They had some... The poop on... Kenya.
Kenya claims to never wear weaves because she has a hair care line. That's what the big... It's her hair care, like...
it's all natural.
Makes her hair grow so long and luscious.
This is all from my shampoo.
And so when they went to the carnival, she wore a hair piece. And so she took it out and left it for Tanya.
Yes.
Tanya to find. And so previously she had told Tanya that... Sorry, I'm really distracted. Previously, she told...
Can't be still.
Previously, she told Tanya that she had some scoop on her mans who was cheating on her with the cookie girl.
But she never said it was Tanya's man. Yeah. She just said, if one of you at this table found out your man. And so it was like, okay. So Tanya tells... I know why he can't stay still. Tanya...
tells Candy that she has some poop on Kenya.
She said, I got some poop on Kenya. And she pulled out the weave.
Yeah. And so then Candy tells Kenya, is that her name?
Yeah.
Kenya, yeah. She has your weave.
Funny. Funny show.
Okay. Can everybody get past it?
Not yet.
I farted podcast.
Too bad y'all don't smell-o-vision.
Everybody in here is freaking out. Anyway.
Woo-wee.
Everybody fart. I'm not editing it. I want everybody to know that I'm being abused.
If you fart in a room and people can't breathe, it's bad. So shall we talk about what's to come?
Sure.
Shaws of Sunset.
Yes. That's going to be crazy. The previous Reza says, so the bitch sends her husband.
Yeah, and they
show him throwing out the flower pots and damaging the patio.
He's always been,
he's a thug.
Tommy? Yeah, he's gross.
Tommy, yeah. Why would MJ send Tommy to mess up Reza's patio?
Well, I'm pretty sure that Reza and Mike are fighting over some stuff that Mike was trying to sell, a t-shirt with Reza's face on it.
Yeah.
But I think that last I remember, MJ and Mike were pretty good friends. So maybe she's on his side, and that's why.
Oh, maybe. Is Gigi coming back? Gigi's got to be back.
She's the show.
Yeah. I don't know. Because they lost Asa.
Yeah.
She had to go with Michael Jackson's nephew.
Yeah.
Because they can't be public, you know?
Yeah.
Just a joke. Yeah. Jermaine.
Yeah.
And who's the other girl? I never liked that new girl. The one that used to critique from the couch.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name?
I don't know.
And Danielle? She was looking for her daddy last time.
Danielle or Danny.
I don't know. I totally have no clue.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope Gigi.
I want Shervin. Did we see Shervin?
Swervin Shervin.
I love Shervin. Shervin's the cool dude, man. Mike thinks he's cool, but Shervin's cool.
Yeah. Shervin's hot.
I don't know. I can't wait to see.
Well.
It's been a while.
I know.
How old's the baby? 3?
What baby?
MJ. She was pregnant at the reunion. Yeah, she was pregnant at the reunion.
I thought she got married.
She got married and was pregnant at the reunion.
How old is she? 45?
I think they said she was 42.
Good God.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we're also, Summer House is coming back.
Yay! I love Summer House.
Yeah, and Amanda says, do you just want to be single? And he says, yes.
And Lindsay
and Carl.
Carl are hooking up in the hot tub, is gross as heck.
They're just desperate.
Oh. She might be desperate, but he's a different level desperate. He's just like psycho desperate. I don't know. Is Paige back?
She wants to be with Everett. Yeah, I think so.
Man, she's still after Everett?
I think so.
Oh, man, that's been years.
He'll never love her again.
Dang. Might as well go with Carl.
Might as well. Below deck sailing boats.
Yes. I never can remember that chef's name, but I loved him. He was always full of drama.
Yeah, he was the one with Hannah. Hannah, Jean.
I thought he was going to hook up with Hannah.
He wanted to, but then it was a fine line.
Yeah, he went with the other girl that kind of looked like Hannah.
Malia?
Yeah.
Why would I know that?
I don't know. You know it every week.
I know.
What's his name?
I don't know.
He was on a lot more than her.
I know. She was only on one season.
And last but not least, Biggest Loser.
My boyfriend Steve is on Biggest Loser.
He's a new trainer.
Yeah.
And old trainer is Bob. I love Bob.
And he's the host.
Always loved Bob. Yeah, he's the host now. It's not going to be the As the World Turns girl.
Yeah, I've been following Steve Cook for probably like 3 years now.
He's cute.
He is a former NFL player, not like a famous one, like only a couple seasons or something.
Yeah.
And then
walk-on.
Yeah. Then he started doing bodybuilding, and then somehow he got affiliated with Gymshark, and then he does YouTube and he does online coaching. He opened his own gym in Utah. Everybody's from Utah.
I know. We need to move there.
I know. If we want to be anybody, we got to be in Utah.
Yeah. Maybe we can get us some wives. Yeah. Do the laundry.
So he has a gym in Utah, and he just travels around, and now he's on The Biggest Loser.
What a break.
Yeah.
And then the girl is a former fatso.
Yeah, she weighed 322 pounds. I just saw it.
What's her background, though? Like, is she, like, she just lost weight and became a trainer?
Yeah, I think so. But like, did she work in a bank or?
I don't know.
Oh.
She has a huge following on Instagram before this.
Yeah.
Like, she just lost all the weight and then started posting about it, I guess. And
wow.
Got a bunch of followers.
I can't wait. I always loved Biggest Loser. Always watched every season. I hope it's the same format. I like when the teams compete.
It looks like challenges and stuff.
Yeah. I like the challenges.
What other format is there?
I don't know. I mean, they changed a lot of stuff. Bob is now the...
I think the goal is host. To have the Biggest Loser.
No? Good point. good point.
I saw Steve Cook doing a plank and saying, don't stop! Don't stop!
Oh, was he standing on somebody's back?
No.
That's what Jillian used to do.
No, he weighs like 250 yeah. pounds.
Jillian used to stand on him and say, hurry! Run!
He might crunch him.
Yeah.
So.
I can't wait. When is that? That starts this week. Yeah. On USA yeah. Network.
Yeah.
Lots of fun times coming. Yeah.
All the shows are coming back.
Good.
Yeah, the time between Christmas and now has been very slow.
Yeah, it has. Dancing with the Stars.
Although Below Deck has been on for like 12 weeks now.
Yeah, it needs to. It wasn't that great. It was okay.
They're beating a dead horse with the Riley stuff, so.
Yeah, Riley needs to go away. It needs to end. Is there one more charter?
I think so. Yeah, they're on their last charter.
One more charter, and then that'll be that.
Yeah.
I think they start to get into the drama, and then they have to stop and do a charter.
Yeah.
It's like the charters get in the way.
Yeah.
Like, they were all out with the models.
Yeah.
What was her
Molly.
Name? Mole. Yeah, and all in the bar, and then they get back, they're drunk, and then the next day they have to be cleaning the deck.
Yeah, why do we always have to work?
I know. It's like, okay, I don't want to watch him mopping. I want to watch him at the club.
This is like real life. Work is always getting in the way.
That's what I keep saying about Housewives, and then when they do it, I don't like it.
True.
So, anything else?
They do that, like on Summer House and Southern Charm. I was about to say, they should just be in a house and just all hang out.
Not Southern Charm. They don't do that.
No.
Summer House, that's what it is.
Yeah.
They all get to but see, when they're doing that, we want to know what's happening in New York during the week.
True.
We are just something else.
Too fickle. Fickle.
We want to know what we don't see.
Yeah.
So when they show us, we want something else.
Yeah. True.
Typical.
Well, do you have anything else?
Nope. Not a thing.
I've been listening to Caitlin Bristow's podcast.
Yeah, I know.
And her talking about The Bachelor.
Yeah, I know.
She talks so weird. I can't imitate it. It's like I need to study it.
It's like she's a frog in her throat.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so
and little bitty frog arms, like a little reptile. I think she's a little reptile, like a little lizard. Has those little arms. She is. She's got a deformity.
Yeah, and she's bossing Jason around everywhere. Did you know he's still under contract with The Bachelor?
For what?
I don't know, but when she was talking about it, she was like, I can say whatever I want. She was like, Jason can't. She said, he's still under contract, but I can say whatever I want.
How long has he been off?
Like 2 years.
What season was he on?
Becca?
I thought it was before Becca.
No, it was Becca. He made it to like the final
four. He went pretty far, yeah.
Yeah.
Is Becca still with the dude she picked?
Yeah. The silent man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Derek or something?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that season. I couldn't.
I know. Let's do the damn thing. She reminds me of somebody I know. I'm not going to mention
I just
them,
didn't but. Think she was special enough. It's like they just went like common bachelor.
Mm.
You know, like we all know girls like Becca. I want to see beautiful girls or something better than the everyday.
Yeah. Who do we want to be the bachelorette on Peter's season?
Well, they're going to pick Madison. I think probably that mean girl would be a good one.
Sydney? I know.
Yeah.
I know. Caitlin was like, does she ever smile?
How did he even like choose her the last three row ceremonies?
She's pretty and somber.
She's
Yeah, I don't know.
She's not going to have any wrinkles.
No, she doesn't smile. Her face stays pretty flat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the girls. I fast-forwarded too much. I need to probably... I like the one that's the lawyer.
Yeah, they didn't show her this week.
But she's... She's another one that's probably ordinary, more to the ordinary looking than
too
beautiful.
Common.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I already know that Alea is going to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Dang. She's the third one voted out.
Victoria F. is going to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Victoria F. is going far.
You think so?
I think so, because Reality Steve was reporting on her being at this concert with the ex-boyfriend.
Oh, I have something to tell you. Okay, keep going.
But I mean, Reality Steve's reporting on her during the season. She goes pretty far.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts.
Reality Steve said that they're doing Summer Games Bachelor.
I love that. That's how it first started.
Well, like they did the Winter Games?
Yes.
That's how it first started.
The first Bachelor in Paradise. Oh, I'm talking about Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, okay.
They used to do challenges and you would pick a partner.
I thought it was called Bachelor Pad.
I thought, well, yeah, maybe so.
Well, they're doing the Summer Games, but they're probably going to have international people on it again, like they did the Winter
Games.
That's
okay. I enjoyed that. I like the twist.
So. Not, and it's not replacing
Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. He clarified that.
Awesome.
So that means we're going to have Bachelor. Then this Summer Games, then Bachelor in Paradise.
Man, all these girls are going to be coming back.
And then Bachelor again, or Bachelorette.
When's the Bachelorette going to come on?
In the late summer, I'm assuming?
No, because that's when Paradise is. So they're going to have a Bachelorette, I say April. And so from April, May, and maybe the
When's Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know.
No, because they tour the whole summer. Dancing with the Stars is in when school starts, because they did What Does the Fox Say on October.
They don't do it twice a year?
Oh, I don't know. But, well, the whole summer they tour. We're going to see them.
We're going to see them in March.
They always, but no, because they always have a Christmas episode. They always have Halloween episode. They only do it once a year.
Okay, so... Then I'm right. Bachelor's going to be over, like, in 6 weeks. Then there'll be a couple of weeks. Let's say in April, Bachelorette starts. That'll end, like, first or second week in June. Then they're going to have the Summer Games. Then they're going to have Paradise in August.
And then Dancing with the Stars again.
And then Dancing with the Stars will start. Got our TV schedule.
All right.
Can't go nowheres. Watching TV.
I'm going to be in Mexico. I'm going to be on my own Bachelor in Paradise.
You need to bring your camera.
I will. Anyway, follow me and all my Bachelor reviews on Lindsay R. Traham.
And Traham.
And don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. And we'll see you on the next podcast.